State legislators were back in session this week, the first full week following those deadly tornadoes which tore through the state, and legislators found themselves dealing with some tornado-related legislation. We get an update now, as we do most Fridays. We're joined now by Democratic State Representative Patricia Todd. Representative Todd, good to have you with us.
It's good to be here.
Now, I want to start with a bill which would allow schools flexibility in how they deal with these makeup days, days missed due to the tornado. The bill, which has passed, has been signed by the governor. Schools could add hours to the school day, or if they get permission from the state superintendent to waive days. You know, this went through very quickly. Give us a sense of what the debate was around this bill.
Well, there really wasn't much debate. We knew we had to do something to help the schools relieve them of those days, those makeup days. And in addition to that, we made a commitment that we would make any school that had been damaged whole. Which is challenging in this economic environment, I got to tell you, with the budgets that we have. But, you know, we will keep that commitment.
I'll talk about that school rebuilding issue in a moment. But with regard to the, you know, the short time frame, how much input did you have from teachers, from principals, even students about how they wanted to deal with these storms?
Well, there was a lot of communication with the Department of Education and some superintendents about what the best way was to handle that, and I think this was a consensus.
Well, we're joined now by Republican State Representative Greg Canfield. It's good to have you with us. And we're talking about the bill that would give flexibility to schools and how they deal with makeup days. Patricia Todd said there really wasn't much debate over this. You know, what was your sense of how legislators addressed that issue?
Well, good morning, Andrew. I would agree. This was a response that was formulated on a bipartisan basis. I mean, this is not a Democrat or a Republican issue. This is an Alabamian issue, and we're trying to respond and try to bring some stability to affected school systems.
Now, there is the issue or the other resolution that Representative Todd brought up that would commit the state to help rebuild schools beyond FEMA payouts, beyond insurance payouts. My question to both of you, and I don't know who wants to take this, is where's this money going to come from?
Well, the money itself is, and the resolution is really designed as a backstop. What we're doing is we're trying to stabilize those school systems that are most affected. Many schools have schools that can't operate as a result of the tornadic activity across the state. So what we're saying is that after insurance has come into play and any federal assistance, if there are any balances remaining that would require capital expenditure, that the state will come in as a backstop and allow, usually what we would do is allow borrowing for capital funding, usually through bond issues. So it would be done on a capital borrowing basis.
Yeah. Patricia Todd?
Well, not in relationship to this, but I think it's important for people to know that 30 of the 36 counties that were affected by the weather have poverty rates higher than the national average. So in addition to all the destruction that happened, we also have a lot of families who will have a hard time rebuilding. And that's the next thing we've got to address, I think, is how to get those people back into stable housing.
Along these same lines about rebuilding schools, Governor Bentley this week pledged to cover local government's cleanup costs for 30 days. Do we have any idea how much money the state is committing to local governments and rebuilding efforts?
Well, the rebuilding effort, those numbers are still coming in. So I think the real answer and truthful answer is no. Yesterday afternoon, we had a conference call with Alabama EMA and FEMA officials, and the number of affected counties has actually risen to 41 counties. This is by far the largest, most devastating natural disaster to face the state of Alabama in its history, and so we're still tallying and trying to estimate what that financial impact is going to be. The most important thing, though, about what Governor Bentley did is this. Local governments were going to be, and this means county governments too, were going to be strapped with paying 25% of the cost of debris removal. Why is it so important to do what he did? This is the reason it was important. You have to get the debris removed in order to begin to do what Patricia is talking about, and that is to begin to rebuild so that you can restore people back into their homes. Without the debris removal, it would slow the process down. So The thought is, if we take out the equation of worrying about local funding for debris removal, we can get into those areas and begin to remove that debris more rapidly and then begin to restore people back to their homes.
Well, let me just say that I think that I'm very impressed with FEMA so far. They've learned a lot since Katrina, and I've been involved in some of the housing development work with nonprofits around the state, and I have been very impressed with everybody's coming to the table. There's a plan. I've been involved with Habitat in Tuscaloosa, and they're gearing up for the second stage of rebuilding or repairing houses that are going to need to be done. We have really come together, and this is a proud time to be in Alabama to see how we can come together when something like this happens.
I know I keep harping on money, but we just have a moment or so left. The budget bills are in conference committee. Any chance that we'll make changes to the budget before they actually goes to the governor's desk in light of the tornado? I don't know if there's any discussion of that yet.
Well, I think once those bills go into conference committee, there are already issues that have to be resolved in conference committee. I do think that there are going to be some new considerations relative to storm damage that'll enter the equation. So I expect we'll see some changes on those budgets before they get to the desk of the governor.
State Representative Greg Canfield is a Republican from Vestavia Hills. State Representative Patricia Todd, a Democrat from Birmingham. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you, Andrew.